Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team at 980. Mark Zuckerman from Seattle in about 30 minutes. But we'll go to the phones right now. Welcome in from CBS Sports, Jordan DeGianni. You can find him on Twitter at Jordan DeGianni. My friend, it's been a while. How are you?
Benson, what's going on, man? Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I'm excited to break down Florida yacht parties and pink substances with you today.
We are going to break down some pink and maybe green substances because it looked like there was a multitude of stuff in that bag. Your reaction to how Mike Vrabel commented on the Stephon Diggs situation?
Classic Vrabel. I miss having him in Nashville. He's one of my favorite head coaches in the NFL. He talks about how his players need to make great decisions on and off the field. And he automatically just starts talking about what's going on in practice that day with the players who are in attendance for OTAs. But the bottom line is it's not a good look for Stephon Diggs, who signed something like a $69 million contract with New England, who clearly overpaid for an older wide receiver coming off of a torn ACL because they believe he can be an important part of the development of Drake May, who I'm sure most people would agree has a lot of potential, what he showed in his first season in the NFL. So not a good look for the Patriots, and it's not a good look that a new head coach has to deal with off-field drama before we even get to the preseason.
What did you think of – maybe you didn't see this, but I guess I'll ask you this. Did you see that Stephon Diggs then spent all day posting his workout clips on his Instagram story?
That's a smart play. That's exactly what I would have done.
Guys, look, I'm still working out. I might have been on a boat this weekend, but I'm still working out. How necessary do you think he is to the development of Drake May?
Yeah, see, that's a good question, because not only is Stephon Diggs a really good wide receiver, and I understand, like I said, he's a little older coming off of that torn ACL, but the Patriots wide receiver room last year, in my opinion, was the worst in the NFL. And I understand they added a couple of pieces, such as Kyle Williams from Washington State, who a lot of people are excited about, was a draft crush of many. But Stephon Diggs is the veteran in that room, the established guy, the person who's led the league in receiving touchdowns or made multiple Pro Bowls. So when we frame it like that, I do think that Stephon Diggs is a very important part of the development for Drake May, but also what the Patriots want to do offensively. Even if he's not going to make the Pro Bowl in 2025, having a consistent pass catcher like Stephon Diggs, I think, was something that the Patriots absolutely had to do this offseason.
When Mike Vrabel was in Tennessee, did they have their own spin on the Patriot way?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question because Vrabel's talked about it a lot. Like, Vrabel doesn't want to be known for being a part of Bill Belichick's coaching tree. And it's like, to his point, he never was a coach under Bill Belichick. But right. He also was a player under Bill Belichick for a long time. And I think a lot of people would agree that he acts like Bill Belichick. He doesn't like dealing with the media. He gives a lot of coach speak answers. And he's also a very smart head coach as well, who, you know, if you've watched Titans games in the past, he's used some kind of some things from the rule book that most people usually don't utilize or are even unaware of. So I think that Mike Vrabel reminded a lot of people of Bill Belichick. But at the same time, I don't think I would compare the way that the Titans operated to the Patriots way. But maybe that's something that kind of changes now that he's actually back in New England. A Patriots legend is now running New England.
Final question on the Patriots and this whole situation for now. What is your level of optimism that Drake May takes a big step forward now that he has the entire offseason as being the starter in New England?
Yeah, I may not be the right person to ask because I'm actually kind of a Drake May fan. Like when he was entering his final season at UNC, I actually thought he was someone who could take over the QB1 spot from Caleb Williams potentially. That's how much I like this kid. I think he's a dual threat passer. I think he possesses the physical tools necessary to be a legitimate starting quarterback at this level. And watching Patriots games, which I'm sure not a lot of casual NFL fans did in 2024, I think he showed a lot of potential. And as I mentioned, he was dealing with a horrific offensive line, a coaching staff that was one and done, and the worst wide receivers room in the NFL as well. So the fact that he was able to show us a certain level of promise should have Patriots fans optimistic, especially now that they have Mike Vrabel in the building, who not only is just a Patriots legend, but someone who is known for being able to implement the stability that these lowly franchises are so desperately after.
Talking with Jordan Ajani here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980. You can find him on Twitter at Jordan Ajani. Big fuss here over the past 12, 18 hours, Jordan. Jalen Ramsey tweets that he's likely leaving Miami. Everyone thinks that Washington is a good landing spot for him. I'm a little slow. I'm hitting the brakes a little bit on that one. But where do you stand on the best fits for Jalen Ramsey? Is Washington one of them?
That's kind of interesting. People are talking about Washington with Jalen Ramsey. And maybe it would make a lot more logical sense to me if the Commanders did not just recently go after a veteran cornerback who was a former star in Marshon Lattimore at last year's trade deadline. So that's why Washington wouldn't jump off the page to me as an immediate fit for Jalen Ramsey, even though cornerback is, I guess, somewhat of a need. When it comes to the Commanders right now, I'd be hammering home pass rusher. I don't think they did enough at defensive end. But when it comes to Jalen Ramsey and other potential fits, to be honest with you, I'm already penciling him in to one team. And it's a team he's already played for, a team that appears to be all in for a Super Bowl in the NFC. That's the Los Angeles Rams. I think that the Rams, for multiple reasons, make a lot of sense for Jalen Ramsey. But they haven't been working hard to get a deal done, I guess I would say. Sean McVay's been asked about Jalen Ramsey multiple times this offseason. And by the way, you brought up that Jalen Ramsey took to social media yesterday to talk about how he's looking forward to the next chapter. I feel like he did that because he's not getting to that next chapter fast enough. We knew that Jalen Ramsey was going to be on the move for what seems like months, at least weeks at this point, and nothing has come to fruition. And there are multiple reasons why, not to go off on a tangent, but he's now the number three highest paid cornerback in the NFL. He just got paid like last year. He's averaging $24.1 million per year. So the money issues for whatever team wants to take him on is certainly a tough mountain to climb. But on top of that, Miami also wants adequate draft compensation in return for the services of their number one cornerback as well. So those are reasons why Jalen Ramsey hasn't been on the move just yet. I don't think he would come too expensive in terms of draft compensation. And again, I think the Dolphins would absolutely have to take on a good chunk of money to move him. But I would keep an eye on the Los Angeles Rams, maybe the Cincinnati Bengals, the Green Bay Packers with whatever's going on with Jaire Alexander. Those are a couple of teams to keep in mind.
You know, that's been my stance, is something you mentioned in there, is that the amount of draft compensation, like, they're not just going to give Jalen Ramsey up for like a fifth round pick. They're going to want a lot in return. Washington doesn't have a lot to give in return for that. And then the money is substantial. I mean, $24 million per year for a guy that's over the age of 30 at that position, where you tend to see a guy slow down a little bit, especially when physically they're not as fast as they once were. It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense here. And then you and I are on the same page. They need more pass rushers. They didn't really address that this offseason the way that I thought they did. That's actually worried me a little bit with the way the Commanders have had this offseason.
Yeah, as it should. I mean, last time I was on the radio with you, we talked about pass rush kind of being one of the top needs for this franchise, and it seems like they haven't really addressed it. But hey, I mean, Trey Hendrickson is still kind of out there. I'm sure that he obviously wants to get paid, which is something that could hurt Washington and their chances of acquiring him. But I mean, you lose your leading sack king, Dante Fowler Jr. in free agency. And by the way, he had more sacks than the rest of Washington's defensive ends combined in 2024. Another name that I would put out there, and it's actually someone I mentioned for CBSSports.com, what about Jadeveon Clowney? I understand he's not some perennial Pro Bowl player at this stage in his career, but with the way Washington operates, could he be someone as a veteran option who would automatically improve this defensive line, which, by the way, I think ranked bottom three in containing the run in 2024. So Jadeveon Clowney is a name to keep an eye on as well.
If you had to pick between a guy like a Von Miller at 36, a Matthew Judon at 32, or a Clowney, who's also at 32, but like 4 or 5 months younger than Matthew Judon, is Clowney the best bet of those three?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what's funny? I think I actually would pick Clowney. Like, Von Miller is obviously a Hall of Famer, but he's a little long in the tooth. Matt Judon is someone the Atlanta Falcons took a chance on last year in trading with the New England Patriots. He didn't really make an immediate impact. In fact, I think Atlanta arguably had one of the worst pass rushing units in the league in 2024. So Matt Judon is not that attractive of a name to me anymore. I think that it would be Jadeveon Clowney. And I understand if Washington would go that direction as opposed to trading for Trey Hendrickson, who wants something like $30 million a year. I would probably pick Jadeveon Clowney out of those three names.
Jordan DeGianni, our guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. When is Aaron Rodgers going to sign? Is Aaron Rodgers going to sign?
Dude, I'm so sick about, oh my gosh, I'm sick of talking about Aaron Rodgers. You know, I will say this. Mike Tomlin had a famous quote during the Le'Veon Bell fiasco, and I can't help but think about it right now. We need volunteers, not hostages. And it's kind of annoying for the Steelers and their fan base to be held hostage by a 41-year-old player who's obviously now older, and he's polarizing at that. What exactly would Aaron Rodgers do to enhance the Steelers' ceiling in 2025? I would still view the Steelers as this team that might go 9-8, maybe make the playoffs, get blown out in that first round in a game that many people won't watch. That's still how I view the Pittsburgh Steelers. And here's something I will say, too. There's probably some kind of understanding between Rodgers and the Steelers behind the scenes, right? But there's no guarantee that's true. And from the outside looking in, the whole situation seems kind of silly at this point. What I continue to ask myself, and I'll ask publicly, is there a breaking point? Like, when would the Steelers be forced to change course and start paying more attention to Will Howard, or maybe even entertain trading for Kirk Cousins from the Atlanta Falcons? We're about to turn the calendar to June. There has to be some kind of breaking point for when they start just shifting their attention from Aaron Rodgers, because I'm sure you would agree, Denton, it seems pretty wild that we're still talking about this conversation.
I thought this was going to be over at the end of the draft. I thought he was going to sign like the next 2 or 3 days after that. Now we're at OTAs and he's doing podcasts. Ceremony. I don't know if it's a podcast, a festival with like Big Mike Studd. I don't even know how. First of all, I don't even know if I want to know how that friendship came to be. But I did some research on Big Mike Studd. Wasn't familiar. Not exactly like my and your age range, right? A lot of stuff made sense after. I was like, all right, yep, frat rap. That seems like Aaron Rodgers. That's right up his alley. It's just so odd to me. How much of this do you think is the ego of Mike Tomlin for wanting to maybe in the back of his head keep this streak alive of him consistently having winning records? Because it feels like at the very least, Aaron Rodgers would do, as you just mentioned, at least 9-8 if A-Rod is the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the streak is impressive, of course, but I feel like I would point more towards the Steelers just having as competitive of a football team as possible. That's what Mike Tomlin wants. You know, it's not about his historical streak. It's trying to chase Super Bowls. And, you know, there are people out there who still believe that Aaron Rodgers can play at a high level, and he had some pretty impressive performances during last season with the New York Jets, even though his tenure in the Big Apple was disastrous overall. So with a favorable position, favorable landing spot, I guess I will describe Pittsburgh as being, you know, they have gotten the best out of some quarterbacks such as Mason Rudolph before. They've added DK Metcalf. They revamped the running back room. The offensive line should be more consistent. You know, you could talk yourself into Aaron Rodgers being, if he can just be a consistent quarterback and hit the shots that he needs to make, that Pittsburgh can be competitive. I think that's what Mike Tomlin is after. He wants to field the best football team possible, and at this stage in the offseason, you probably want Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback compared to Will Howard or Mason Rudolph.
Would you take Kirk over Aaron Rodgers if given the opportunity?
Well, it's funny because I've already hit my breaking point, as you can tell, with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. So yeah, I'd be turning my attention to Kirk Cousins. And you know, there's similar to Jalen Ramsey, there's some money issues to work out there, and Atlanta reportedly has not been exactly flexible in those conversations behind the scenes in terms of how much money they're willing to take on. Of course, you've got to give up some kind of late draft pick as well. But yeah, I'd probably be turning my attention to Kirk Cousins at this point.
Why is Atlanta so stingy with this? Because it feels like at least getting some of that money off the books and not having to pay 40 some odd million dollars for a guy that you don't want on the field would be the better of the options. It feels like they're kind of doing a little too much right now.
So first of all, I kind of love that they're doing this because they're, you know, behind the scenes, they're not saying this, but the way I view it is, okay, Kirk, you tricked us into signing you to the most lucrative free agency contract last year, 4 years, $180 million, whatever it was. And it turns out that this Michael Penix Jr. kid from Washington is a better asset. So you're going to take your money, you're going to sit on the bench, and you're going to enjoy it. Now, naturally, that's not the way things are going. And ESPN actually had an interesting report last month saying that while the Falcons have been posturing as if Kirk Cousins being the number two and remaining on roster on that big contract is a legitimate possibility, that the Falcons secretly have recognized that their future is not tied to Aaron Rodgers and that it's probably better to move on from him. But again, the question is, when is the best time for that to happen? We all envisioned it would be after the draft because the Falcons would have a better understanding of the draft landscape. Maybe there's a team out there that could be more desperate for the services of Kirk Cousins. In terms of Kirk Cousins' viewpoint, he wouldn't be, as I like to describe, Kirk Cousins, where, you know, he signs with a team and then that team drafts a quarterback. So it was attractive for him to wait until after the draft as well. But many people were looking at the Cleveland Browns as a potential landing spot for him. But they ended up drafting 100 quarterbacks, including Shedeur Sanders. And now they don't really have a need for Kirk Cousins. So, you know, if you ask me where my money's at, I do think that we end up having a resolution to this whole fiasco soon enough. And again, I'll point to the Pittsburgh Steelers as kind of being the sleeper in this equation.
Every day, Jordan, I wake up and I pray. I was like, God, give me the challenge of my boss wanting to pay me $40 million to not work. Let me get that battle, please. I would gladly take that one. Like, I understand Kirk only has a couple good years left, wants to maximize it as much as he can before he eventually rides off into the sunset. I would have no problem if my boss said, we'll give you $40 million to not come to work. Or to come to work and not be a big deal. I could do that without ease.
That's the dream. That's the dream. Exactly right.
A couple more for you here. The best offseason has been had by which team so far in the NFL?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I don't know if it would be the best in terms of the sheer amount of moves they've made, but I'm kind of really excited about the Los Angeles Rams, and they only have a chance to build on what I think has been a successful offseason with the acquisition of Jalen Ramsey as well. I feel like Devontae Adams has a lot of tread left on the tires, and I feel like he is someone who is going to be the clear-cut number one for Matthew Stafford. You obviously have a Pro Bowl pass catcher already there established by the name of Puka Nacua. But guys, keep in mind, remember what happened last year with the Rams' young defensive front. They came one play away from basically hosting the NFC Championship game. In my opinion, the Rams are just right there. So with a guy like Puna Ford, Braden Fisk, Kobe Turner, Byron Young, Jared Verse, I'm really excited about what the Rams can be defensively in year two of this new era, if you will. But also, as I mentioned, offensively, I expect an uptick in production with the addition of Devontae Adams and maybe that tight end Terrence Ferguson as well, the rookie who the Rams front office reportedly was really high on.
I won't hold you to it because it's only May, but I think the AFC is fascinating because there are four teams that are at the top, and this is the first year, at least in a little bit, where the Chiefs feel a little more human just based off of how their offseason has gone and how their season ended last year. Who wins the AFC?
Yeah, if you were asking me for my power rankings right now, I think I'd probably actually lean towards the Baltimore Ravens for a couple of different reasons. I think that with the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is going to make the Pro Bowl by any means, but I think having that reliable pass catcher for Lamar Jackson is going to be very important. But defensively, you know, they made one of my favorite picks in the entire draft with Mike Green, the FBS's leading sack leader, I guess you should say, from last season. If Mike Green can be an absolute terror off the edge and be a legitimate defensive rookie of the year candidate with a healthy secondary as well in Baltimore, I think that the Ravens are going to be my pick to win the AFC.
I saw a picture of DeAndre Hopkins in that Ravens purple. It's impossible for a receiver to look like they're in their prime in the Ravens purple. Like, he looks older than he is. Jordan, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Hope you're doing well. Enjoy the summer coming up here. And hopefully the storm season in Nashville is chill this year. I know it's been kind of weird recently.
Yeah, we've been getting crushed, man. But thanks so much for having me on the show. It's always good to talk shop with you, Denton.
That is Jordan Ajani, CBS Sports. Good enough to jump on with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on a Thursday. Mark Zuckerman's going to join us in about 15 minutes. Coming up next, we will shift very briefly into some NBA postseason. It was a disaster last night for the NBA. Something that needs to be fixed as soon as possible, if not sooner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.